The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett.
I want to thank the Academy for recognizing a film centered around an indigenous woman.
That's Mexican director Alfonso Cuarón accepting the Oscar for Best Foreign Language Film last month. His film Roma has shined a spotlight on the world's domestic workers. It's set in Mexico City in the 1970s and follows a young woman named Cleo. WLRN's Alejandra Martinez tells us about some of the Cleos she's met in South Florida.
In Roma, Cleo's played by Yalitza Aparicio. She's a 25-year-old indigenous Mexican woman.
¿Qué? ¿No me vas a hablar?
No puedo, estoy muerto.
Entonces resucita pues y ya nos vamos.
No puedo, estoy muerto.
Aparicio was nominated for Best Actress, and although she didn't win, her portrayal of Cleo spoke to so many domestic workers. There are 70 million around the world, and they're mostly the women who cook, clean, and care for children and the elderly. And director Alfonso Cuarón wanted to make sure some of them were at the Oscars.
You could hear a pin drop.
June Barrett was chosen to go.
And as we enter and we started making our descent, people just started clapping us. Of course I cried. Of course I cried because we who have suffered for so long, and to see us and to see me and my colleagues ascending and seeing stars applauding. That's a moment that I can't describe to you. That's a moment that you only can feel. It was magnificent.
Barrett lives in South Florida and is one of about 2 million domestic workers in the U.S.
Cleo's story, oh my God, is so my story. To me, she was the tower in that family. She was the strength of the family. And the relationship that Cleo had with their children, you know, is a relationship that we all have.
Barrett was born in Jamaica and started working for a family at 14, taking care of two little babies. But Barrett remembers being sexually abused more than once.
I carry that shame, the shame of sexual harassment, the shame of having to stay and be touched and grope and listen to, you know, sexual stuff said to you.
Barrett left Jamaica for Miami in 2003. And got a job taking care of an elderly woman in Bal Harbour. From the beginning, it wasn't easy.
I can go back to the first job that I walked into in Miami. And as I walked in, the woman said, oh my God, they sent me an N-word.
Barrett needed the work and stayed in that job for 6 months. For the last 5 years, Barrett has been taking care of an elderly man in Pinecrest. The job is physically demanding.
As I speak to you right now, my shoulders are like also gone from the constant lifting. Like Cleo, being broken and so in pain and everything. But yet, even in the midst of pain, we show up.
I've seen women work something like $4-$5 an hour.
Minimum wage in Florida is $8.46. Claudia Navarro works for the Miami Worker Center. She advocates for domestic workers.
I have one member who right now had just filed a wage theft case for an amount of working 3 months without pay. This is something that I've seen time and time again. And so we do trainings to have them, you know, take pictures of them inside of the house, to keep schedules and different things that can help them if the time comes to have a stronger case of wage theft.
Ernestina Romero. Tengo 61 años.
Ernestina Romero has been a domestic worker for more than 20 years. She's 61 and from Guadalajara, Mexico. She took care of three girls there for 17 years.
Cuando ella iba y arropaba a los niños en sus camas, porque
Romero describes the scene in Roma when Cleo prays and tucks in the little kids she's taking care of. Romero would do that with the girls.
Ahora sí, mi niña, a dormir.
Buenas noches, Cleo.
Yo hacía comida, o sea, yo picaba pepino.
Romero would cook, chop up some cucumbers, add a little lemon and salt, made homemade juices, and cut up some oranges for a snack. But again, the job came with hardships.
Ya era lo que era. La sirvienta, tal vez con un poquito más de cariño.
Romero's daughter, Marisol Mejia, remembers the way the family in Mexico would treat her mom, like a servant.
Bueno, nunca me hicieron partícipe de sus viajes.
Romero agrees with her daughter, like they would never include me, she says.
Entonces, por eso yo tomé la decisión de aceptar la oferta que mi hija me hizo.
And so when her daughter asked her to move to the U.S. and work here, she did.
Yo dejé a mi esposo, a mis otras dos hijas.
She left her husband and her adult kids behind. And she's hoping to make enough money to one day go back and retire in Mexico.
Y yo lograr hacer una alcancía para poder retirarme en México.
Romero now works in Kendall taking care of a 4-year-old girl. Mejia regularly checks up on her mom so much that she notices the difference in the way her mother is being treated, like part of a family.
Ellos notan la diferencia que mi mamá hace al cuidar a la niña que no lo hace.
The family notices the difference in how my mother takes care of the little girl, Mejia says. Not only for money, but because of love. That love Mejia's describing is shown in Roma's last scene. But before we go on, there is a spoiler here. Cleo goes into the water to rescue the drowning kids.
De hecho, cuando ella se metió al mar sin saber nadar, arriesgando su vida.
Even when not knowing how to swim, Cleo risked her life, Romero says. That's what you do when you do your work with love.
Cleo nos salvó. Gracias.
Gracias. I'm Alejandra Martinez in Miami.
You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.